Good day, I'm Anjui. James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, February 17. Coming up, ground broken for BPO complex in Portmore, Southern Coastal Highway agreement signed, and government launches national qualification framework. The details after the break.
Hey! The JCDC has a competition for everybody! Ladies, sign up for the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen by February 24 for your chance to become a cultural ambassador. For those talented in the kitchen, make sure you sign up for the Culinary Arts Competition by March 10. Writers, here is your chance. Sign up by April 28 for the Jamaica Creative Writing Competition. And calling all dancers, the World Reggae Dance Championship is here! Enter by June 23. Millions to be won in cash and prizes. Check jcdc.gov.jm and social media.
Now the news. Ground has been broken for the construction of a 150,000 square foot business process outsourcing BPO complex at the Portmore Informatics Park in St. Catharines. The project is valued at $23 million and is being implemented by the Port Authority of Jamaica. It's expected to be completed in 1 year. 3,000 persons should benefit from employment opportunities at the facility. Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony Thursday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the government remains committed to the expansion of the BPO sector as a means of creating employment.
The aspiration and the ambition to get Jamaicans employed is a serious one, and governments must move with alacrity, determination, and instrumentality to provide employment for our people. Employment is the greatest tool in fighting crime. Employment is the greatest tool in bringing prosperity to our people. Employment is independence in our hands.
The development of the Portmore Informatics Park forms part of a wider project being implemented by the Port Authority of Jamaica in support of the government's vision to expand the outsourcing sector to realize a goal of 200,000 jobs within 4 years. Jamaica's Southern Coastal Highway project is one step closer to being a reality after Finance Minister Odie Shaw signed a new loan agreement with the China Exim Bank. Minister Shaw on Wednesday met with Chinese Finance Minister Xiao Ji in China, updating him on the Jamaican economy and the status of Chinese investment projects. On Thursday, Minister Shaw signed the new $326 million loan agreement with the China Exim Bank for the new Southern Coastal Highway Improvement Project and the extension of the tolled East-West Highway from Maypen to Williamsfield. At the signing ceremony, the president of the Exim Bank assured Minister Shaw of the bank's commitment to further supporting Jamaica in its economic development program. The finance ministers of both countries agreed on the strategic importance of Jamaica in joint ventures for the development of industrial and agroparks to service export markets in the Western Hemisphere. Minister Shaw was accompanied at the meetings by Transport and Mining Minister Mike Henry, Investment Ambassador Senator Obin Hill, and Jamaica's Ambassador to China, His Excellency Antonia Hugh. The government has introduced a platform which will allow persons without formal qualifications who have experience and vocational skills to access higher education. The National Qualification Framework of Jamaica, NQFJ, officially launched on Wednesday, is a new national policy for regulated qualifications in Jamaica's education and training system. Under the framework, the Jamaica Tertiary Education Commission will assist persons in transforming their secondary qualifications and training into credits which can be used when seeking higher education.
Where you are going to validate those workforce competencies, they themselves are going to be credits that can be utilized to access further education and training.
Education Minister Senator Will Reid. He was speaking at the launch of the National Qualification Framework of Jamaica on Wednesday. And Education Minister Senator Will Reid says the government has honored its financial commitments to secondary schools under the non-mandatory fees policy, adding that schools have complied with the measure. The policy, which abolishes the payment of auxiliary fees, came into effect at the start of the 2016-17 school year in September. It discontinued the payment of mandatory fees by parents and instead accommodated voluntary contributions. The budgetary support to schools for operational costs was increased from $2.6 billion to $5.3 billion, with the allocation per student moving from $11,000 to $19,000. Minister Reid says payments were made in June, September, and November, a month ahead of schedule. The first tranche of funding for the new school year will be delivered in June. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.